My name is Hilda Samson. I born in the frontier of Venezuela and Guyana. When I have 15 years, I get married and we left our community and come to live here in the frontier of Venezuela. We have 31 years from since we leave our community far in the jungles and we came to live here in the highway of Venezuela. I have 9 children, 6 girls, 3 boys. 5 of them get married, so I have 20 grandchildren right now. Right now I have a problem with the miners who are invading my land. They are taking out a lot of gold. They are doing many things that we indigenous people are not accustomed as yet. For instance, they are selling drugs, selling bears, rum. Prostitutes are inside the bush. And these things supposed to happen in the city, in a community, but not in the bush. They are contaminating with mercury because that is what they are using more to extract the gold. Right now, I am seeing some of my indigenous sisters, brothers who are working in the mines. They are dying with cancer. And I went to reclaim, no, and tell them that they cannot do these things. They have to respect because the government gives me a title for this land. If you want to work, you have to ask me permission. They say, who is you? You is nothing. Well, they are against me terribly. The dangerous part was when we start blocking the road, the highway, and the government came down upon us. But I wasn't afraid because they come with guns pointing to us, no? And I told them, we are not fighting with guns. We are fighting with words and the laws and the rights of human beings and as indigenous people. So if you all are fighting in that way, we are not. We fighting for our rights as indigenous because we don't have land. So now we're doing this because we want our land rights. Our rights for our land and for all natural resources in Mother Earth. They threaten to kill me because they say how I am against them. But I know to myself, I have right because we, the indigenous people from the South America, belongs to the natural resources because whoever make us, the nature who made us, placed us on this land. And you, the white people, came from your country to come and find us here. We didn't go to Europe. The Europeans came and reached us in our land, so we have all the rights to be the owners of this land. And we will fight, and I would continue fighting to get this right for my land and for the rights of the natural resources above and below the Mother Earth, because it belongs to me. Since we came over here in Venezuela to live, we lose our culture because we are not eating and doing dancing. No, we forgetting that. So right now I am teaching my children the Cariña language, the way of how we used to live. Well, in spiritual work we cannot do it because we have lost it. But we are trying to see if we could get some indigenous people from the frontier who knows about that kind of work. So we could, when I get money, I could go and bring them and he could teach us. And it is important to learn. Every one of you have to learn all these things what I know. So when I dead tomorrow, you all would leave with some secret of indigenous people. You can only depend on the white.